Fire ants first appeared in North Carolina in the late 1950s. Since then, they've expanded through much of the state. Elizabeth Friend reports on efforts to contain the invasive species.
Fire ants are known for their large mounds that get in the way of everything from lawn mowing to crop harvesting. They swarm aggressively when disturbed and defend themselves with painful, venomous stings. The ants can increase their territory by sending off young queens to start new colonies. But NC State Extension Specialist Mike Waldvogel says ants cover a lot more ground by hitching a ride in plants and soil.
When we see the kind of growth we see in North Carolina and other states, that's often a recipe for fire ant spread, because when you start landscaping those areas, kind of like we're our own worst enemy, we bring them there, and then we start our own infestations locally.
To limit their spread throughout the South, the U.S. Department of Agriculture enacted a quarantine in 1958. Agricultural goods like sod, hay, and nursery plants can't be moved from infested areas to non-infested areas unless growers can document they've taken steps to kill any nesting ants. As the fire ants' range expands, so does the quarantine zone. 75 North Carolina counties are under full or partial quarantine, including Orange, Davidson, and Vance, which were added this year. Dana Massey runs PlantWorks Nursery, growing wholesale ornamental plants at the northeastern edge of Orange County. She says in the past, the quarantine line that bisected the county ran well south of her 40-acre operation.
We were just outside the zone for years. I really wasn't aware how much it impacted the growers in the areas that it was already there until it happened to us.
PlantWork ships plants up and down the East Coast to areas well outside the quarantine zone. To comply with state and federal regulations, Massey has added a complex step in her process, hiring a third-party company to mix insecticide into her potting material after it's left the distributor, but before it arrives at her nursery. It adds time, cost, and a new degree of uncertainty.
We felt pretty confident with what we were doing and how we were doing it, and this really just threw a monkey wrench in it, in that we just don't have as much control as we used to. Some of those things are out of our hands.
Human activity has already helped the fire ant spread to three-quarters of the state. Mike Waldvogel says it will take concerted effort to limit their advance.
I think the quarantine has helped slow it, but it's certainly not going to stop it, because it does rely on our cooperation and making sure it works well.
Elizabeth Friend, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.